وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي. And we have made out of water every living thing. Will they not then believe? Of course, we realize these days that a great percentage of the human body, the animal bodies, of the plant bodies are composed of water. We realize that the early forms of life started in water. We realize that all the physiological functions of the human bodies or every living body can never take place in the absence of water. So really water is an essential factor for life. Life started in water. Life in water preceded life on land by millions of years. The oldest record of life on land is 3.8 billion years ago. The oldest record of land life does not exceed more than 425 million years ago. So really, life flourished into water long, long ago before it started on land. Water is the essential component of living forms. All living activities can never take place in the absence of life. Who would have taught Muhammad this other than the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala? To justify this, we read another verse in the Holy Quran, which reads, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله خلق كل دابة من ماء فمنهم من يمشي على بطنه ومنهم من يمشي على رجليه ومنهم من يمشي على أربع يخلق الله ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. And Allah has created every trotter on living being from water. Of them, there is what creeps on its belly, creepers, and what walks on two legs, diplopoda, and what walks on four, tetrapoda. Allah creates what He wills, for verily Allah is capable of or has power over all things. So we see again an emphasis that creation started in water, started from water. We also find that the means of locomotion is a very vital means of classifying animal, the animal kingdom. And this mentioned the Holy Quran, creepers, diplopoda and tetrapoda. The Holy Quran also tells us that these life forms are communities like our human communities. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما من دابة في الأرض ولا طائر يطير بجناحي إلا أمم أمثالكم ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء ثم إلى ربهم يحشرون. There is not a trotter on earth or a flyer that flies by its two wings but forms communities like yourselves. Nothing we have omitted from the book. Then they will all be gathered forward to their Lord. In the end. So it tells us here that that life forms are communities that can be classified, tribes and classes and orders and families, and could be classified similar to classification of the human communities. And Allah tells us that we have omitted from the book nothing we have omitted from the book, and then they will all be gathered forward to their Lord. All living beings, humans, animals, will all be gathered to their Lord. The Quran tells us about a very important fact, that it is the will of Allah that has made our planet a unique planet. Our planet is known as the blue planet or the watery planet. The richest planet in water is Earth. And the amount of water on our planet is immense. Without this water, life would have been impossible. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His bounties upon us by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Haven't you seen the water which you drink? Was it you who brought it down from the highly moisture clouds? Or are we who bring it down? Only if we will, we could have made it highly saline. Then why aren't you thankful? I told you last time that the water cycle around our earth is a testimony for the masterwork of the Creator. Water emanated originally from within the earth. It came with the volcanic activity. And it came as hot water vapor. This hot water vapor, unless it finds a cool surface to condense at, it would have been lost forever. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the lower atmosphere two critical zones that are characterized by cooling gradually as we proceed upwardly in them. And these two zones protect all the water of the earth, all the water vapors that are emanating from volcanic vents. They condense them and return them back to earth. And that's why I commented on the verse, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتَ الرَّجْعِ, the capacity to return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing His bounty here upon us. Haven't you seen the water which you drink? Was it you who brought it down from the highly moisturized clouds, or are we who bring it down? Only if we will, we could have made it highly saline, then why aren't you thankful? We are, inshallah, thankful to our Creator. This water cycle is a living testimony for the might and wisdom of the Creator.